Several bills making their way through the North Carolina General Assembly would have a major impact on how the state regulates the environment. The changes roll back years of environmental reforms. They include cutting funds that pay for TV and electronic recycling programs, to how isolated wetlands are defined, and to allowing pigeon hunting. As Dave DeWitt reports, it's part of a longtime effort by Republican lawmakers to be more business-friendly.
Just below the Falls Lake Dam, the Neuse River is so shallow you can walk across it and barely get your ankles wet. But it's what is on the far bank that has Matt Starr so concerned. He's the Upper Neuse River waterkeeper, and he's pointing across the river at a house, probably built in the 1970s, with well-manicured lawns.
So they're cutting the grass literally to the bank of the Neuse River. And just, 75 yards further downstream, you can see a forested buffer.
This matters because a lawn means fertilizer, and with no buffer to filter and stop it, rain will wash that nitrogen-rich fertilizer right into the river. And that means algae blooms and fish kills downstream.
Right here on the Neuse, you have a nutrient-impaired body of water. Well, that will exponentially become worse.
Back in the 1990s, the Neuse River was much more impaired than it is now. Millions of fish were turning up dead along its banks thanks to loose rules regulating runoff. And the Neuse is important. It's a huge watershed, about 6,000 square miles. Along its shores are highly developed neighborhoods in Wake County, corporate hog farms further east, and finally coastal lowlands that support oysters and fish. And it's the sole source of drinking water for many towns and cities like Goldsboro and Kinston. So after the fish kills, hundreds of scientists, landowners, developers, elected officials, and others came together to develop new rules. Among them was the 50-foot buffer, a rule that stated that the vegetation 50 feet out from the river's edge must be left alone to serve as the first line of protection against polluted runoff. And it's largely worked. While there are still some fish kills, they aren't nearly as large as they once were. But new legislation, if passed, would shrink the buffers almost in half. Other bills would change environmental regulations in significant ways as well. It's part of a concerted effort to deregulate, says Senator Trudy Wade, a Republican from Guilford County. She presented the largest of the bills to the Senate earlier this month.
The Regulatory Reform Act of 2015 will increase government efficiency, reduce unnecessary regulatory burdens on citizens and the business community, and protect private property rights.
The Regulatory Reform Act started out as a one-page bill that dealt with moving gravel on trucks. When it reappeared, it was a massive 50-plus page reform bill. The Department of Environment and Natural Resources objected to many of the provisions and negotiated several changes. Environmental advocates, like Dustin Chickrell Baird of the North Carolina Sierra Club, say they didn't go far enough.
As these rollbacks start coming into effect, we're going to see dirtier water. We're going to see dirtier air. And that's going to be a shame, and it's something North Carolinians really aren't used to.
Vegetative buffers are hardly the only change being proposed. One provision would put anyone who brings a civil suit against Diener and loses on the hook for the state's legal fees. Another would absolve any corporation or landowner from civil or administrative penalties if they self-report an environmental violation.
It's just way too much of a polluter freedom and a free pass for these folks, right? We do need accountability, and we do want polluters to report when something goes wrong, but we do want to make sure that they're also able to be held accountable for polluting the public's air and the public's water.
Lawmakers in both parties had little time to digest the changes before votes took place, but Democrats did try to address the self-audit provision and offered an amendment that would have removed it. During the floor debate, Senator Wade argued against it.
If you can self-audit, you can say, I've made a mistake here. Please come in. Tell me what I need to do to clean it up. So I would ask that you vote against the amendment.
Wade's Republican colleagues did just that, and the amendment failed along party lines. After the Senate passed the regulatory reform bill before the July 4th holiday break, the legislation has slowed somewhat. The many provisions will now be chips in a complicated budget negotiating process between House and Senate leaders. Those negotiations will take place behind closed doors. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.